We're CJMQ, and we're talking with Amos. I
suppose you'd actually pronounce it Ioannidis if you wanted to be Greek about it.
Okay, Amos Ioannidis?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I take it that you're not originally from the townships, Amos?
Actually, that's a good point, actually. Mm-hmm. I was actually born in Montreal, and I spent the first 10 years of my life in Montreal.
Okay.
So when I was pretty young, and actually most of my life, I've always identified pretty strongly with the city of Montreal itself.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was 10, my parents moved out to the Knowlton-Sutton area of the Eastern Townships.
Okay.
And that was still like an early enough age so that I really, I don't know how fully, but as fully as I can, you know, as fully as it feels very full anyways, my connection to the Eastern Townships. So I spent, you know, I went to some years of elementary school and all my high school there as well, and I went to stage up in Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's certainly the majority of your time then. Lots of good memories in the townships.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
And now you're located in Sutton, is it? The Sutton region?
Well, actually, my parents are still living out in that mm-hmm. way. I've been, I don't know how much you know about what I've been up to, but I've basically been actually, as soon as I was done Sejup, I just traveled. I started tree planting out west. And
okay.
With the money that I made tree planting, I just traveled. I mean, like, lots of places, like Peru and Vietnam and, mm-hmm. you know, France and the States. And I ended up living in the States for almost 5.5 years.
Okay.
In New York, North mm-hmm. Carolina, and Florida. And I just actually recently moved back to Montreal, so that was a long-winded answer to say that I live in Montreal.
Well, you're partially from the townships, I guess, then. Good.
Yeah, I really mm-hmm. do feel like a townshipper, to be honest.
Good. Well, I know I saw you at Townshippers Day, and you certainly have a lot of energy in your music, and you certainly know how to play the crowd well. Now, this is your debut album we're playing right now. My name is Amos?
That's correct.
Okay. How did you get interested in music? Were you always interested in music, come from a musical family, or...?
Yeah, my father played a bit of guitar. My mother mm-hmm. played a bit of guitar. I didn't, they were never, you know, they liked music, and I always just loved music. Like, mm-hmm. I used to fall asleep. My father was an audiophile, and he has these, like, 7-foot gigantic speakers, no joke, 7 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
3 feet wide, 3 feet okay. wide, 7 feet tall, and I would just fall asleep to music. And I started taking classical guitar lessons when I was a kid,
okay.
which actually kind of killed it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because I was a hyperactive kid and, mm-hmm. and I was learning classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was about 13, I started doing plays with Echo Art Productions with Emma Stevens and all of the Echo Art gang. I don't know if you know them. They're the Knowlton Players now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I just started playing guitar and singing again a lot. And only quite recently found out that, yes, it was in my family. My grandmother, the Russian-Jewish side of the family,
mm-hmm.
they were all actually... quite successful musicians, and I didn't really know that until quite recently.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I suppose that all the traveling that you did certainly had an influence on the lyrics for your music.
Yes. A lot of the songs are sort of intuitive. I think everybody has a different songwriting style, and my songwriting style has a lot less to do with sitting down and thinking of words and then thinking of the music to go with
mm-hmm.
it. I think the influences that I've received from just the experiences that I've had in different cultures and just the incredible amounts of emotions you can go through from just being far away from home, missing your family, and
mm-hmm.
just experiencing some pretty wild things
mm-hmm.
when you're on the road for a long time can just turn a moment into a like, for example, like you can just feel a great sense of nostalgia and just have to write a song because of that.
Okay.
Or you can, or just a great sense of awe or just like, oh my God, I miss my ex-girlfriend right now,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're quite, a lot of the songs have a very strong emotional base.
Okay, do you write all your own songs?
Yeah,
okay.
Everything that I've recorded so far is
mm-hmm.
My own.
Good.
And I continue to write a lot of songs. I have actually too many songs to know how to organize them properly onto albums, which is, I guess, you know, it's a good thing. But
it is a good thing, yeah. This is your first CD. When was that put out?
The reality is of
mm-hmm.
it is that we've never actually officially released it, and I think
okay.
we will sometime before 2008 ends.
Okay.
I had it created a few months ago. I
mm-hmm.
don't remember the exact dates because I'm just not
mm-hmm.
very good at that. But I think I started selling my first few copies about 4 months ago. I could be missing
okay.
a month or two there, but.
Good. How would you describe your music? Do you think it's more folky or pop or a crossover?
Again, good question. Yeah, it's a bit of a crossover between
mm-hmm.
Folk and pop. It's if you go onto the website, which I'll shamelessly promote myself by, by saying right now, amosj.com, A-M-O-S-J.com. You can buy the CD. You know, there's a link to buy the CD and all that stuff. And under those categories, it's under the category of folk pop.
Okay.
So apparently that's the popular term. It's very acoustic. It's very very acoustic album.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you're playing in the Knowlton area this weekend.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. Where are I'm you actually playing at Mount Sutton on Saturday, the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
I very often, I mean, I play at the Mocador in Sutton the last Friday of every month at around 9 o'clock.
Good.
I only usually go to the townships about once a month, but for whatever reason, I decided that this seemed like a good gig, so I'm going to be there.
Good, good. Looking forward to it. Are you on Facebook, too?
I am on Facebook,
yeah. Okay, good, good. So for a lot of our fans, now we're playing three songs right now off the album, Slacking, Where Do I Go, and Message on Your Answering Machine. Now, I know that Message on Your Answering Machine is a little bit of a special song for you.
Yeah, that's it's a song that I recorded. If you'll notice, I mean, if you have the album, you'll notice that there's 10 songs on the album, and the, the 9 previous songs.
Okay.
The 9 songs preceding the 10th.
Right.
Have a certain sound quality and have a certain kind of, just a sound quality. Basically, I recorded the 10th song on my own in a home studio, not actually expecting to put it on the CD. I did it as sort of a, I guess you could say, as a bit of a healing process of letting go of this girl that I can't be with.
Okay.
And I kind of, I just did it for myself. Finally, when I heard the finished product after I had mixed it down and I showed it to a friend of mine, I realized that no, the song needed to be on the album because it's just too powerful.
Okay, well, I really like it here too, and a lot of the other songs too. It's a great album, and as I mentioned before, you have a very strong voice and certainly a lot of energy in your music. Okay, are you playing any place else in the townships in the next little while? Or?
That I'm aware of, no, only the Mocador.
Okay.
On the last Friday of every month. So actually I'm playing there Halloween night, which is the 31st.
Okay, great, good.
As you may well know. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna do a little advertising, if you don't mind.
Sure.
That particular Friday, the 31st, it's a costume party at the Mocador.
Okay.
And sexiest costume wins a prize. No, I didn't come up with that.
Okay.
For people listening. But it's 70s style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if you do show up at the Mocador on Friday at 9 o'clock on Halloween, dress 70s, dress disco, and dress, you know, sexy.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to mention before we go, Amos?
Nothing that I can think of. If there's anything I should, please let me know right now.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to even some more songs, and I'm sure you're working on them right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, well, good.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, well, thanks, Amos.
Thank you.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Song for you, but not because you asked me to, not because it makes you feel good, just because I'm still in love like a fool. But there is nothing I can do, so I'll let my feelings wash over you, and I'll let my fingers do what they do with these strings, 'cause I can't have you. Mm-hmm. just kiss me and then let it go. Expect a phone call anytime soon, but I don't mind having you here sitting in my living room. I don't mind if you leave me with the blues, just leave me with something I can use, like when you look at me that way, when you touch my neck that way, when you in front of you. I won't pretend to know what I think is right or wrong. I just want to sing this song for you.
That was Message on Your Answering Machine off the album My Name is Amos.